Law 16. Use absence to increase respect and honor. Judgment. Too much circulation makes the price go down. The more you are seen and heard from, the more common you appear. If you are already established in a group, temporary withdrawal from it will make you more talked about, even more admired. You must learn when to leave, create value through scarcity. Observance of the law. For many centuries, the Assyrians ruled Upper Asia with an iron fist. In the 8th century BC, however, the people of Media, now northwestern Iran, revolted against them and finally broke free. Now the Medes had to establish a new government. Determined to avoid any form of despotism, they refused to give ultimate power to any one man or to establish a monarchy. Without a leader, however, the country soon fell into chaos and fractured into small kingdoms with village fighting against village. In one such village lived a man named Deoces, who began to make a name for himself for fair dealing and the ability to settle disputes. He did this so successfully, in fact, that soon any legal conflict in the area was brought to him, and his power increased. Throughout the land, the law had fallen into disrepute. The judges were corrupt, and no one entrusted their cases to the courts anymore, resorting to violence instead. When news spread of Deoces' wisdom, incorruptibility, and unshakable impartiality, Median villages far and wide turned to him to settle all manner of cases. Soon, he became the sole arbiter of justice in the land. At the height of his power, Deoces suddenly decided he had had enough. He would no longer sit in the chair of judgment, would hear no more suits, settle no more disputes between brother and brother, village and village. Complaining that he was spending so much time dealing with other people's problems that he had neglected his own affairs, he retired. The country once again descended into chaos. With the sudden withdrawal of a powerful arbiter like Deoces, crime increased and contempt for the law was never greater. The Medes held a meeting of all the villages to decide how to get out of their predicament. "We cannot continue to live in this country under these conditions," said one tribal leader. "Let us appoint one of our number to rule so that we can live under orderly government rather than losing our homes altogether in the present chaos." And so, despite all that the Medes had suffered under the Assyrian despotism, they decided to set up a monarchy and name a king. And the man they most wanted to rule, of course, was the fair-minded Deoces. He was hard to convince, for he wanted nothing more to do with the village's infighting and bickering. But the Medes begged and pleaded. Without him, the country had descended into a state of lawlessness. Deoces finally agreed. Yet, he also imposed conditions. An enormous palace was to be constructed for him. He was to be provided with bodyguards, and a capital city was to be built from which he could rule. All of this was done, and Deoces settled into his palace. In the center of the capital, the palace was surrounded by walls and completely inaccessible to ordinary people. Deoces then established the terms of his rule. Admission to his presence was forbidden. Communication with the king was only possible through messengers. No one in the royal court could see him more than once a week, and then only by permission. Deoces ruled for 53 years, extended the Median Empire, and established the foundation for what would later be the Persian Empire under his great-great-grandson Cyrus. During Deoces' reign, the people's respect for him gradually turned into a form of worship. He was not a mere mortal, they believed, but the son of a god. Interpretation. Deoces was a man of great ambition. He determined early on that the country needed a strong ruler and that he was the man for the job. In a land plagued with anarchy, The most powerful man is the judge and arbiter, so Deioces began his career by making his reputation as a man of impeccable fairness. At the height of his power as a judge, however, Deioces realized the truth of the law of absence and presence. By serving so many clients, he had become too noticeable, too available, and had lost the respect he had earlier enjoyed. People were taking his services for granted. The only way to regain the veneration and power he wanted was to withdraw completely and let the Medes taste what life was like without him. As he expected, they came begging for him to rule. Once Deioces had discovered the truth of this law, he carried it to its ultimate realization. In the palace his people had built for him, none could see him, except a few courtiers, and those only rarely. As Herodotus wrote, there was a risk that if they saw him habitually, it might lead to jealousy and resentment, and plots would follow. But if nobody saw him, the legend would grow that he was a being of a different order from mere men. Keys to power. Everything in the world depends on absence and presence. A strong presence will draw power and attention to you. You shine more brightly than those around you. But a point is inevitably reached where too much presence creates the opposite effect. The more you are seen and heard from, the more your value degrades. You become a habit. No matter how hard you try to be different, subtly, without your knowing why, people respect you less and less. At the right moment, you must learn to withdraw yourself before they unconsciously push you away. It is a game of hide and seek. Another, more everyday side of this law, but one that demonstrates its truth even further, is the law of scarcity in the science of economics. By withdrawing something from the market, you create instant value. Extend the law of scarcity to your own skills. Make what you are offering the world rare and hard to find, and you instantly increase its value. There always comes a point when those in power overstay their welcome. We have grown tired of them, lost respect for them. We see them as no different from the rest of mankind, which is to say that we see them as rather worse, since we inevitably compare their current status in our eyes to their former one. There is an art to knowing when to retire. If it is done right, you regain the respect you had lost and retain a part of your power. Make yourself too available, and the aura of power you have created around yourself will wear away. Turn the game around. Make yourself less accessible, and you increase the value of your presence.